don't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thank God It's Friday, Good Friday, April the 18th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are using a new platform this morning, and I'd like you to give me a text message. If you're hearing me okay, if I sound better, if I sound worse, let me know what you think. Text me at 231-360-5140. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. We are using a new platform because Bill Gates purchased Skype a couple years ago and completely screwed it up. That's the bottom line. So as a result, we're using another platform, and I'd like you to text me and let me know if you're hearing me okay. If it sounds better, if it sounds worse, if it sounds the same, let me know. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Tune in. Loud and clear from Livingston County. No school cop today. Off for Good Friday today. Rick says, I think it's real clear. Sounds good? Good, good, good. All right. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things, Jeff over in Mayo, Oscoda, he thinks it sounds better. So, good. That's a good thing. As long as we can add all of our guests, when I do interviews and talk to some of our sponsors, we'll be fine. But until then, it's going to be kind of iffy. So, greatly appreciate you guys giving me the feedback. One of the things we're going to be talking about with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour today, Good Friday. We're going to be talking about it. What is it? What is it from a history standpoint? Right from the Bible, directly, people who wrote about it, lived it, was part of it. What did the disciples have to say about it? How did they recollect that Friday before Easter Sunday? So we're going to get into that in the second hour. Lots of stories coming out of Lansing. Some of them actually kind of petty. So we'll see where this goes. Laid back Friday, right after we get done with the show at noon, we'll be attending Good Friday services. We're going to New Hope Community Church down in Williamsburg on our way to Traverse City. And one of the things I think is pretty interesting is the fact that they do their Good Friday service at noon. We'll be slightly late. We'll be about 15 minutes into the service as soon as we get off the microphone and head down there. But tonight at 7 o'clock, if you've never seen the 90-minute performance of The Promise, They're doing it tonight at 7 and then tomorrow Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you haven't checked it out yet, I highly recommend it. 90 minutes, stage play, the life being crucified and rising from the dead, the life of Jesus Christ. So definitely would appreciate if you consider attending that. It's right on US 31, just about 5 minutes north of the city limits of Traverse City. New Hope CC, newhope.cc. Check it out. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one in our second hour history lesson. Pastor Chatfield is going to be talking about Ben Franklin's call for prayer at the Constitutional Convention. I am going to ask him about Good Friday, have him talk about that in the first segment, and then we'll get into the speech call for prayer at the Constitutional Convention. Ben Franklin. And not really that devout of a believer, a Christian, but we will get into what happened at that Constitutional Convention as a result of prayer. So, greatly appreciate that lesson plan and the discussion we're going to be having in the second hour. One thing I do want to mention, though, one of our sponsors, Tim Roberts, of Patriots Relief CBD products, well, they have some new formulas for you to check out on their website, and I'd appreciate if you'd consider going to their website, Patriot Relief, Patriots is plural, relief.com. Take a look at some of the new formulas. Take a look at their products. If you have any questions, give them a call, 877-230-1776. And if you mention Trucker Randy or on the website, patriotsrelief.com/trucker, you'll get 40% off of retail plus free shipping. Vicky and I use the products, absolutely love them. Their new salve that they got, man, that stuff works great. You got any cuts or little scrapes? I even use it on my lips, kind of like as a lip balm. Man, lips stay moisturized for the whole day. I love this product. It's great. So again, check them out. Go to checkout. When you go to patriotsrelief.com, put in /trucker, patriotsrelief.com/trucker, or promo code TR1. And if you talk to him on the phone, mention Trucker Randy sent you, 40% off and free shipping. One of the interesting stories from Lansing today, and this is really kind of childish, but it is what it is. State representatives, state senators, when they go to work in Lansing, they have a special parking lot for our elected officials. Well, they have assigned parking. Everybody has a assigned parking space. Well, it was interesting because I don't know how this story broke, but State Representative Julie Brixey, a Democrat from Okemos, saran wrapped State Representative Matt Maddox's car. You know those rolls of saran wrap that is used in warehouses, high-load drivers, they wrap product on pallets. Well, she saran wrapped his vehicle. Why? Because it was parked in her parking slot. During session, Brixey told MERS it was done in good fun. Okay. Well, if you look at the picture, his vehicle is actually straddling the line. He's not centered on a parking space. He kind of took up two. And his last license plate, even MMAD, M-A-D-D for Maddox, they took a picture of it. And completely saran wrapped around the entire front grill, down the sides, across the taillights, all the way around. Looks like she did it maybe, I don't know, 5-6 times it looks like. It's pretty thick. She feels that it was done in fun in talking to MERS News Service. And they even have the surveillance camera of her doing it. Oh, this is funny. her walking away laughing, talking about it. Brixie said, my good colleague from the 51st District parked in two parking spots, one of them being mine, to make sure that nobody would hit his fancy BMW. So I saran wrapped it to give it extra layer of protection. How old is this woman? Gideon D'Alessandro, communication director for the House Republicans, said the speaker's office allotted Maddox two spaces, 92 and 94, because he usually drives a large pickup truck and the corner in the parking garage is difficult to navigate. However, today he drove his wife's smaller vehicle and parked in spots 90 and 92. The former of which, spot number 92, is allocated to Brixie. It was kind of interesting, too, because House Bill 4292 of 2023, sponsored by Emily Devendorf, Democrat from Lansing, changed the hands of ownership of the Roosevelt lot from the state to the House of Representatives. State of Michigan owned the parking garage. Well, they dedicated this via a bill back in 2023, giving ownership of the parking structure from the state of Michigan to the House of Representatives. Well, at 12:34 p.m., when the attendance board was closed, Brixie's name was highlighted in green. However, she re-entered the floor next to the press desk on the Republican side at the chamber at 12:50. At 1:06, the presiding officer recognized Brixie, who asked for her colleague's attention to state that the car with the license plate M. Mad in the garage owned by the House of Representatives had its lights on, hood open, and engine running. Okay. Well, at 1:26 p.m., a reporter independently confirmed that the above statements weren't accurate, but were made as a joke. Additionally, the reporter noticed that the car was wrapped in several layers of plastic saran wrapped and parked in a way that took up two spots. Well, on Twitter X account, Michonne Maddox, wife of State Representative Matt Maddox, put a post on her Twitter X account stating that State Representative Brixie made a false statement, otherwise known as a lie, in the presence of the entire Michigan House. After wrapping my car in plastic wrap like a 13-year-old girl. Democrats aren't just soft on crime, they commit crimes. Oh, I guess these two women don't like each other. Oh, this is so funny. When asked about his initial reaction, Matt Maddox says, a Democrat walks into her psychiatrist's office naked, wearing saran wrap. The shrink looks up and says, I can clearly see that you're nuts. Oh, my God. These guys. Maddox then told the reporters on the House floor, well, it's a good thing I don't drive a Tesla, eh? When asked if Maddox is pursuing legal action or filing a police report, he said, she keeps trying to get my attention, and I keep telling her I'm married. When she said she wanted to wrap me in thin plastic because of how obviously frustrated she is, this isn't what I had in mind. Okay. In 2021, a different vehicle owned by the Maddox was stolen out of the same parking garage. Ooh, I didn't know that. Lansing man arrested for stealing Maddox vehicle was reported October 27th of 2021. Wow, these guys. Don't they have better things to do with their time? I've got a simple question. Who carries a roll of warehouse packing saran wrap? Who does that? Do any of you guys have a roll of warehouse wrapping saran wrap in your vehicle? I don't. I've never even owned one. I've used them when I was a semi truck driver. I had one in the back of my semi for anything I stopped and picked up wasn't packaged securely. When it was put in my trailer, I would hop up in there and secure it, wrap it, put lock bars in, do whatever I had to do, but not since I got out of trucking. I don't know, maybe she's married to a truck driver. But anyway, state representatives having some fun, I guess, this week down in Lansing. But she made a statement. Oh, that is so funny. Asked for the floor and stated that a license plate M-MAD in the garage had its lights on, the hood open, and the engine was running. Well, I guess that would make Matt Maddox go running out to his vehicle, that's for sure. Okay, little light fun on Friday. This is interesting. And one other side note. Floor called out of session yesterday afternoon early enough so lawmakers could get home to spend time with their family on this holy weekend. So basically done with their work yesterday afternoon roughly at about 3 o'clock. So good for them. MERS News Service, though, actually made what Matt Maddox said in response, a good thing I don't drive a Tesla, eh? Made that quote of the day. Well, at least maybe now Matt will remember his parking slots are 92 and 94. And don't drive Michelle's BMW to the parking garage. Drive your pickup truck. Let's see her saran wrap that. That would be funny. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Well, we've got other stories we're going to get into here from Lansing. Some of the things that they're looking at. Also, a lawyer who's been prosecuted by Attorney General Dana Nessel for election fraud, election tampering. She made some arguments in court. We're going to get into that story. And the North Star Bill, Economic Development North Star Bill, returns to the state Senate. We'll talk about that as well. Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe.